What we call noon used to be 3 p.m. A brief history of time telling today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? You can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com.
This is Brandon Ivey. For over a decade, I've made storm chasing my life. You've seen us on the Discovery Channel series Storm Chasers, and now we want you to ride along with us. You and your friends can actually join us on a real trip in search of severe weather and tornadoes. We'll send you all the information for free and qualify you to win a collector's edition tornado DVD pack. Here's what to do. Sign up now at stormchasingtour.com. Get your free information now at stormchasingtour.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 23rd, the 54th day of the year. The iconic photo of U.S. Marines raising the flag on Iwo Jima was snapped on this day 70 years ago. Did you know that the word we use for the midday hour, noon, used to mean 3 p.m.? Ancient cultures typically marked the hours from sunrise, with midday occurring at the 6th hour, the 9th hour was our 3 p.m., and so on. Early church tradition kept prayer rituals at each quarter of the day, with Nona beginning at the 9th hour. Eventually, Nona was moved back to midday, but the terminology stuck. What used to be Nona, the 9th hour from sunrise, is now noon or lunchtime for us. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online anytime at almanac.com.